listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of January, the year 2021, and it has begun the great struggle for the soul of this country as patriots descend on Washington, D.C. en masse. The D.C. establishment freaking out, arresting anybody who is anybody. Enrique Tarrio arrested yesterday. We're getting conflicting reports about the purpose or the reason behind that arrest, but we'll bring you all of the details coming up. Of course, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and many other InfoWars battalion members are there in Washington, D.C. tonight. He will be at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. for a speech, and of course, he'll be there tomorrow to lead the march to the Capitol from Ellipsis at President Park at 10 a.m. But first, I want to go to this video. We have only begun to fight. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
We're literally at the end of the country. I mean, I don't have words. I can't hype it up big enough. I mean, and it's not like the country's being taken over by the Romans and we're the British and they've got more advanced technology. So, okay, we're going to have, you know, massages now. This is pedophile devil worshippers are taking over. I believe we should surround the White House peacefully. That's why they have Black Lives Matter there and Antifa to surround it. So we can't be there. We're going to be there.
The Boston Tea Party, they dressed up as Native Americans. And in a way, it's almost like we kind of have to reenact that by, because they won't let us anywhere, but oh, we'll be Black Lives Matter. Oh, we have a Black Lives Matter flag and shirt. And then they'll just, oh, okay, here, walk around the White House. Here, walk into the park. I'm not even kidding. I mean, that's almost
the
like
the police
will
bow to us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you show up with a Trump flag or an American flag and you're a patriot, oh, you'll get shut down, you'll get arrested, you're not allowed to mobilize. But, oh, if you're Black Lives Matter, you can own the streets, you can burn buildings, burn churches, go around the White House. So Soros groups are allowed to go into state buildings. Soros groups are allowed to shut down autonomous zones. Soros groups are allowed to riot. But you, an American patriot, have no rights. So just pretend you're a Soros organizer and activist, and then the whole world opens up for you. And then once you get to the point you need to be at, that's when you take out the Trump flag. That's when you put on the Trump hat. That's when you, then the police will probably move in on you, but it'll be too late then.
After calls from some pro-Trump supporters to bring guns and weapons to D.C. for this week's rallies, these signs are being put up by D.C. police prohibiting firearms in the area where pro-Trump rallies are set this week.
We're very concerned. Last time they were in town, they assaulted innocent bystanders. They targeted Black churches for violence. They desecrated their Black Lives Matter signs, setting them on fire. This is targeted terror.
Desecrated.
It's white supremacist terror. And knowing this,
as if it's holy,
Donald Trump has repeatedly cheered for and rallied and called on people to flood the streets.
The leader of the group, Proud Boys, says they will turn out in record numbers on the 6th, but they will not be wearing its traditional yellow and black. Instead, the leader says they will be incognito and spread across downtown D.C. in smaller teams.
I've spent the last 10 years in the music industry, traveling around Central, South, and North America, and I've always told the truth about what was going on, but I was on the fence about it in the sense that I didn't tell it right to their face. You know, I kind of said what it had to say to get by in that industry. Well, the time for that is over. And everybody in my generation, everybody in the generation before me, we all need to stand up now.
I know all the lawyers. I know Trump. I talked to him. He is surrounded. That's not a negative thing. He needs us. You understand that? Yes, he has the ideas. Yes, he won in a landslide. Yes, he's a great guy. He is surrounded by scum and cowards. That's what I'm telling you. He is surrounded by lawyers that are the filth of the planet that would sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum. And so he needs everybody to go to D.C. now. We need just people to start going to D.C. now. Don't wait. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to the White House. Just go to the White House. Go, 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 go.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by
the populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago, re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of January, the year 2021. My name is Harrison Smith, and you're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Thank you so much for being here with us. I have so many amazing videos to get to today. I'm going to have to be judicious in my playing of them because I want to give as much time to the callers as possible. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines first and foremost. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We're opening up the phone lines less than a minute into the show. I think that may be a record, but that's what we're here for. This is American Journal. The purpose of this show is to give a voice to you, the American people, the info warriors out there, give you a platform to express whatever it is that you are thinking, an opinion, a fact you want to share, whatever it is. We welcome any and all calls. Number to dial again, 1-877-789-2539. The call has gone out. The clarion call has sounded and patriots across the country are responding. Headed to Washington, D.C. Of course, the big rally will truly begin tomorrow, the 6th of January. That's when President Trump has summoned his legions to meet him at the White House in the Capitol building. Of course, if you are there today, there is a lot going on. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer already in town. Alex Jones will be giving a speech at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which I believe they're calling Black Lives Matter Plaza now. And I just, every time I talk about this, I have to insist that we dwell on the irony, on the symbolic majesty of getting rid of freedom for the sake of Black Lives Matter. I mean, it truly is. Freedom Plaza becomes Black Lives Matter Plaza, and we all breathe a collective sigh of Schadenfreude. It truly is incredible. Freedom Plaza, a.k.a. BLM Plaza, 5 p.m. This is what happens when the Proud Boys want to come to Washington, D.C. It's all hands on deck. D.C. mayor requesting National Guard presence at pro-Trump rally. Subpoenas being sent out for even the most obscure activist on the right. Enrique Tarrio, of course, arrested yesterday at the airport the moment he stepped foot in the Capitol. Again, conflicting stories about why exactly he was arrested. They say it was because of his desecrating, as the news reporter in the last segment put it, the desecration of this holy symbol of our new enforced religion, Black Lives Matter. Of course, a Black Lives Matter flag was burned. It was taken off a church and burned. This is being considered a hate crime. No expense spared attempting to arrest these criminals, these treasonous, subversive elements for daring to question the orthodoxy of Black Lives Matter, aka a literally communist-run organization. If you dare to do that, you will be arrested outright. But hey, Black Lives Matter comes to town. They want to literally burn the whole town down, break store windows, assault innocent people, just literally desecrate actually sacred monuments. They'll literally name a plaza after you. It's truly incredible. That's a tangent. I get triggered by even the mention of Freedom Plaza, aka Black Lives Matter Plaza, but Alex Jones will be there at 5 p.m. at Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m. Eastern time in Washington, D.C. today for a major speech. And then tomorrow he'll be at the Ellipse at President's Park at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Alex Jones will be leading the march to the Capitol. You can bet we will be carrying that live stream tomorrow during our program. I will be hosting the Alex Jones Show later today, and we'll be hearing from Alex Jones. We'll be doing at least the first hour and probably more, but I'll at least be in the studio there to quarterback and help things run smoothly. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a minute as the phone lines are hot. They've lit up incredibly fast. In fact, I want to go to Hobbs in Nebraska right now because his, you know, the thing that he told us he wanted to talk about has intrigued me. He has a theory that we may have all been played, and I don't like being played, so I want to hear what this theory is, and perhaps I can debunk it or perhaps be made aware of something I'm not aware of. Hobbs in Nebraska, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. Good morning, Info Warriors. How is everyone today?
Doing quite well, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, before I get into it, I just want to do a little quick plug for probably my favorite product from the InfoWars store that was gone for a while, but I got an email from Dr. Jones Naturals, and I got it through there, and that was the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. I don't know if you guys are selling it through that website or what, but I got four more tubes just in case it went out of stock again, and I got to say, my teeth have never been cleaner. They squeak when I brush them. That's how good this stuff is.
That's awesome. I do know that right now we have the Supercharged 2021 New Year's Special, and it's 25% off Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. So, yes, that is back in stock. Limited supply because smart fellows like Hobbs are buying up maybe a monthly, a yearly supply just in case this goes out of stock again. Thank you for that endorsement, sir. Now, as to this theory of yours, you think we've all been right. played. In what way?
Well, it's something that I've been kind of trying to find the words for a little bit now. And I said it the other day on this podcast that I'm a co-host of, and it's it doesn't matter whether or not Joe Biden gets inaugurated at the end of the month or whether Trump manages to pull out this 11th hour, because I think that the people that are behind everything that's happened this year win either way, because no matter what happens, you're going to have 50% of the population that's not going to accept the results and 100% of the population that's never going to trust the outcome of the electoral process ever again. And that, I think, is the point. You know, President Joe Biden wasn't the goal. He's just kind of a nice little bonus on top of what I think the goal is, which is not to take over the government of the United States, not to destroy the United States, but to thoroughly discredit the idea of self-governance on the world stage. And that kind of ties into the whole Great Reset and Fourth Industrial Revolution stuff, because how are you going to sort of reinstitute what is essentially old world feudalism if this idea, this 250-year experiment of Republican self-governance is still allowed to exist, where people can take a look at everything that went wrong and point to one or two things that, okay, you know, this is where we went wrong in our past, and if we just go back to our Constitution, then, you know, everything will go back to normal and we can have our United States of America again. No, what they got to do is they got to make it so obvious that our system is quote unquote broken and irredeemable that we are eager to either toss it away or engage in some type of self-destructive civil war.
Right. And so what would you say would be the measures we have to take to mitigate or prevent this from happening? Or do you think it's a lost cause? Because I would say that you're right. And, you know, it's all about control. They don't, like you said, they don't want to necessarily destroy America. They want to have America around like a cash cow that they can, you know, pump for money whenever they want. I mean, we still are the most industrious, you know, most productive country in the history of the world. And they want to keep taking advantage of that. But they hate this pesky little thing called freedom that we have, and they're trying to destroy it. In the last minute, do you have any sort of message of hope or how we can get out of this, sir?
Well, One thing that we can do is if the Republicans manage to maintain control of the Senate and with the narrowing gap in the House of Representatives, one of the things that the people can do is really hold these SOBs' feet to the fire to do some type of election reform so that this
you know, I think you're right. I don't think we just need election reform in every possible way. We need another un-American activities committee. I mean, we need to purge our country of anti-American elements for the sake of our democracy and for the sake of our freedom. It may seem counterintuitive, but this is what we have to do. You remember in the 1950s and otherwise, the House of Un-American Activities Committee, it was right. There were a hell of a lot of communists in our country, and we were saved by the efforts of those senators.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, VasoBeats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which of course the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls once again in just a moment. This is American Journal on Infowars.com. Today at 5 p.m. at Freedom Plaza, Alex Jones will be giving a speech. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, local time there in Washington, D.C. at Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m. Alex Jones will be giving a speech, and I hope that you can be there if you are in the area. Tomorrow, he'll be at the Ellipse in President's Park at 10 a.m. Then Alex Jones himself will be in the vanguard leading that march to the Capitol from President's Park. That's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I hope that you, if you're in the area, you are able to attend that particular gathering or any of the massive gatherings that are going on in Washington, D.C. today. Of course, some of our top stories, Enrique Tarrio, leader of the Proud Boys, has been arrested in Washington, D.C. The rumor is that there may have been a weapons charge, although that's been disputed, and we think it actually goes back to the burning of a banner, a Black Lives Matter banner that was taken off of a church. Proud Boys leader arrested in the burning of church's Black Lives Matter banner, D.C. police say. Burn the American flag, totally fine. Burn a Black Lives Matter flag, that is blasphemy. See, this is our new religion. It's a state religion, and it's enforced ruthlessly beyond any conception of anything like the Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Even in the Spanish Inquisition, you could question things a little bit, right? Maybe. Yeah, a little bit. You could question numbers here or there, one or two things. You could make jokes about it. No, not anymore. You show total loyalty, total fealty, or you face the full brunt of the institutionalized punishment. It's truly incredible, this religion of subservience that we're being indoctrinated into. National File spoke to Proud Boys member Joe Biggs, who said the police report has no mention of the alleged high-capacity ammunition feeding devices, and that this claim by the Washington Post was a fabrication. So I guess the Washington Post said something about high-capacity magazines in order to create fear and drum up some sort of reason why this would be taking place in order to perhaps cover the obvious and blatant hypocrisy of Black Lives Matter literally attempting to burn down a historic church, and not only not receiving punishment for that, the church then allows them to paint a mural on the side of it. I mean, this is the world that we live in. It's absolutely insane. But other than that, of course, today is the day of the Georgia runoff election. Donald Trump was in Georgia yesterday giving a stump speech trying to drive out the vote. Of course, the biggest issue facing the Republicans in Georgia right now is twofold, and they're obvious. The one is that why vote if you don't know if your vote is going to be counted? Why vote if the other side is given carte blanche to manufacture ballots as they need them, as necessary, whatever number they require, that's what they produce. So why even vote when the system is rigged? That's the obvious point. The other obvious problem that the Republicans are up against is that the people no longer trust the Republicans. The conservative people in America no longer believe that the GOP has their best interests in mind or is willing to fight for them in any way, form whatsoever. And we've seen this in fairly stark example with the fraudulent election November 4th and the total failure of the GOP to stand up for it. The other big story of today, Josh Hawley last night tweeted out that while he was in Missouri, his wife and young child were at home, essentially being threatened and harassed by protesters out on their front lawn, who actually went up to their front door, pounded on the front door. Of course, this has happened to Tucker Carlson. This has happened to Cassandra Fairbanks. This has happened to conservatives over and over and over again throughout America. And it will only escalate. It will only continue. It will only get worse. Hell, you had Republicans shot at on a baseball field. You had Rand Paul beaten almost to death by his neighbor. These are all jokes to the mainstream media. They laugh about this. They say, oh gosh, where's his neighbor now when we need him? I mean, this is a joke to them. You have to understand the true threat that we're under. If this is allowed to continue, it is literal war. So get ready for it and don't feel sorry for these people. They want you dead. I really want to try to drive that home. But on a lighter note, let's go to this clip here. This is Trump's speech yesterday. We're going to go to clip 18 first. This is Trump's speech about America's greatness in Georgia yesterday at his rally for the Georgia Senate candidates in their runoff which is being voted in today. If you are in Georgia, I say go vote. Go vote for the GOP. I mean, we need them in office. At the same time, I don't say that particularly excitedly because I don't think the GOP is worth trash right now. So, but hey, it's what Trump wants, and he's the only one seemingly defending the American people right now. Here he is talking about America's greatness in Georgia last night.
We stand on the shoulders of American heroes who crossed the oceans, settled the continent, tamed the wilderness, laid down the railroads, raised up the great skyscrapers, and won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world, and the best is yet to come. And proud citizens like you helped build this country, and together we are taking back our country. Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny and dignity has only just begun. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and we are from Georgia. And our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together with the incredible people of Georgia, we have made America powerful again, our military. We have made America wealthy again, our stock market. We have made America strong again. Look at that arm. Look at that. We have made America proud again. We're proud of our country. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again. Go get 'em, David. Go get 'em, Kelly. Go get 'em tomorrow.
There you go. That was Trump yesterday in Georgia, rallying the troops, as it were, with another one of his iconic speeches about the greatness of America. Truly amazing what America has been able to accomplish, and truly shocking how it has been hollowed out from the inside and utterly gutted and destroyed. It makes you ask, what's changed? What's changed? Don't ask those questions. But here's another interesting clip from yesterday, and this is a little tantalizing, you may say. It's a short one, but it's Trump hinting at what may be to come over the next few days and weeks. Let's roll clip 19.
You watch what happens over the next couple of weeks. You watch what's going to come out. Watch what's going to be revealed. You watch.
Watch what's going to be revealed. Show us, Trump. We need to know what is going on behind the scenes, because right now it seems like it is we, the American people, American patriots, versus the world, versus everybody, versus our own neighbors. And we need to understand what it is that we're fighting for. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We'll go out to your phone calls in just 1 minute, but I do want to play this video. Received this video report from one of our viewers, sent it to me on Twitter. And this is a report from the ground, an eyewitness saying he saw busloads full of Antifa escorted into Washington, D.C., by the police. Here's the report now.
Sitting up on Summit, and one marked state trooper vehicle, two black SUVs, there's three state trooper vehicles escorted four Antifa shuttle buses right here front center. There was actually five vehicles total. There was three up front, two in the back. They escorted right here, waited for them to get off their buses, and they had the state troopers unloaded and took their positions. Watch. There's that guy. He had his lights on.
And video they were coming, of exactly what he's talking
and then
about.
There's the ones up front, too. They escorted, and each one of those buses are labeled. They're all paid charter buses.
Look at that, bro.
Here's the black SUVs up front. And let's wait till you see who leads it.
Wow. They freaking brought damn Antifa here.
They escorted them here.
You've got to be effing kidding me.
Lights flashing.
Patriots, are you guys watching this? You guys share this video, please. You've got to be kidding me. on video.
I watched him do it.
Hell no, bro.
There you go. On video with the eyewitness report. Four buses chartered full of Antifa escorted by, you saw it on there, marked state police cars. I mean, this is a world that we imagine a world. You have people who literally rabid communists. They burn the American flag. They attack random people on the street. They have the full support of not just the media, but literally the country itself is busing these people in to Washington, D.C. This is grounds for revolution. This is something that must be met with any and all necessary reaches in order to prevent this from continuing. Antifa being bussed in, anti-American activists who burn the American flag, who chant no USA at all, being bussed into the nation's capital by the nation's capital's police. Words escape me. There's nothing to be said about this. There's actions that should be taken, but I don't think I'm allowed to say them. Incredible. Here's the headline from September 5th, 2020 by Jim Hoft and the Gateway Pundit. Black Lives Matter rioters destroy and torch St. John's Church in D.C., then are asked to come back and paint race-based murals on the torched church. We all saw the flaming inferno lit in the basement of that historic church, designed and built in 1815, that has been home to and has been attended by every single president since James Madison. They attempted to burn that building to the ground, and in response, the church invited them to paint race-based murals on the church. And as he notes, not Christian murals, race-based murals. This is our new religion. All the other religions are being folded into a one-world religion that worships victimhood and perpetuates itself through chaos. Absolutely insane. Of course, when that happened, it was called necessary. We were told property can be replaced. If you oppose this, you are a racist. And actually, the bishop that's in charge of that church, Episcopalian Bishop of Washington, D.C. This is why I left the Episcopal Church, by the way, one of many reasons. Actually was more angry at the fact that Donald Trump had a photo session holding up a Bible in front of that church. When her church was almost burned to the ground, she put out a tweet saying, this is an important moment. It's important that you burn my church down. Donald Trump walks out, holds up a Bible, saying, you will not rob the American nation of our Christian heritage. We will not be intimidated. We will not stand down. We will protect our historic monuments. She goes on like a four-tweet storm saying, this is completely inappropriate. We are not to be used as a prop like this. I mean, this is the insanity that we're dealing with. Time for talking is over as far as I'm concerned. These people cannot be reasoned with. These are subversive elements that have taken control of every single aspect of our nation. And they have to be purged. Purged. That's my particular opinion. Let's go down to DJ Deuce in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Deuce. You're on the air.
Harrison, how's it been, man? Nice talking to you finally.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Mutuals on Twitter.
I was in communication with Rob until he was banned on Twitter.
Yeah.
Poor Rob. But the point I'm making here, I think Hop pretty much hit it on the head earlier, is we're pretty much being played at this point. They're pretty much using our narrative against us. And I know that we have to do what we have to do as far as setting the precedence. But, yeah, I mean, we're pretty much being played at this point, in my opinion, looking from the outside in. I mean, and don't you think it's awful ironic at the same time, and news is moving so fast, not to mention 2021, it seems like it's just picking up speed, but to see the RV incident with the bomb just come and go as quick as it did, and then to have this event come up makes me scratch my head, and I'm going to be personally watching very closely to see what happens.
So you expect there to be some sort of false flag in the next 2 days?
More or less, yes, because, I mean, like, the RV incident just came and went so quick if people were paying attention. I mean, I haven't heard nothing about it in probably a few days now, maybe even longer. So just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, it is incredible that the historic downtown of a major American city can be utterly destroyed on Christmas Day. And within a week, people are just basically no longer talking about it, not asking questions about it. I mean, it shows the control that the mainstream media has in directing the narrative to where, you know, and, you know, we point it out all the time and people post memes all the time where it's like, you know, you'll have a video of like a black nurse literally beating elderly patients in a nursing home, potentially causing one of their deaths on video. Like he's filming himself literally like beating old people in a nursing home. And it's like not even mentioned on the mainstream media, but, you know, a white woman calls the cops on a black man who's threatening her and that gets media play for 5 days. I mean, this is just an example of the ability of the mainstream media to utterly control people's minds and thoughts. And they decide what's a big story and what isn't. At least they used to. Now with, Twitter and alternative media, we've been able to actually, you know, discuss things that they have wanted to hide from us, which is why places like InfoWars are so valuable. But you think we're being played? I don't think we're being played necessarily. I think we're aware of exactly what's going on. But we're in basically an impossible position where the police are completely corrupted. The power structures are completely corrupted, completely against us, openly anti-American now, completely racist, just openly. And basically they're taunting us. They really want us to do something violent. They want us to lash out in a violent way because then it would give them the excuse to violently crack down on us. And this has been the prediction that I've had forever, even, you know, incorporating the idea of the falsified election. And that would be the impetus to get us to act out, that they could then say, if you dare question this, if you dare question COVID, we'll shut you down completely. But, you know, I'd rather go out fighting than just surrender to this nonsense. In the last 30 seconds, DJ Deuce, any words of advice for what maybe we could do to get out of this Chinese finger trap that we're in?
Well, pretty much at the stage that we're in at this point, we just got to ride the wave. I think Trump said it best years ago, the world is a great stage and everyone has a role to play. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot of things unfold here. But yeah, pretty much they're using the problem reaction solution formula against us, I believe, at this point. So.
Yeah,
I hope the narrative changes. So we'll see here in the next few hours. I'm afraid here in the next 72 hours, I'm thinking something's going to happen.
I think we need to let them know that we're not playing anymore, that we're taking this seriously and that we're not going to be brushed off or intimidated out of action.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Bandoff Video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do some quick little housekeeping here before I go out to your phone calls. And I do want to play a video that dropped either early this morning or late last night. It's the Project Veritas video. Yet another one showing blatant vote theft, and we'll play that in just a moment. Or rather, I should say, blatant fraud in the election. First, let me tell you about the Supercharged 2021 New Year's special. It's up to 60% off the top selling products, up to, it's actually 25% off the pollen block, which is now back in stock in the limited supply, and 25% off Dr. Jones's natural activated charcoal toothpaste. That's also a limited supply, but I don't believe there are limits to how much you can buy. So do like our earlier caller Hobbs and maybe buy two or three or four tubes of this toothpaste so you can guarantee that you have a steady supply for the time being, because it will be flying off of our shelves and may not be available that much longer. Regardless, it's still 25% off. So make sure you make that purchase as soon as possible before it is no longer available. And so many of our other supplements are also 50% off, like Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2. It's a great time to try those, because not only are you funding everything that we do here, not only are you making an investment in your own health and your own life, you're also helping to carry out this political activism, which may very well save this country. And no, that is not an exaggeration. This is what we need now. It's people on the ground leading the charge. And InfoWars, as always, is at the head of the spear tonight. Alex Jones will be at Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m. Local time there in Washington, D.C. Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m. to hear Alex Jones speak tonight. And then tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., Alex Jones will be speaking at the Ellipse in President's Park. And then he will be leading the march to the Capitol, as ever, in the vanguard, the literal tip of the spear, piercing through the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media and political establishment to pierce the heart of this corrupt globalist cabal that attempts to enslave us with their every breath. Now let's go quickly to this Project Veritas video about voters being registered at a church in Atlanta, Georgia, thousands of them. Apparently with the goodwill of this church, they say, yeah, just go ahead. Here's a radical idea. Well, I'll respond to it after. I'll tell you my radical idea on the other side. But here's first the Project Veritas video that dropped earlier today. Project Veritas, be brave, do something.
The majority of the people we serve don't have an address, so we allow them to use our address if they register to vote and to get Georgia State ID.
Georgia law requires a person to vote where they live. Permitting someone to use a false statement on voter registration is a crime.
And so, although we're not a shelter, we do allow them to use 201 Washington Street. Okay. So I can't even begin to tell you how many people have that address on their ID. And we've never run into any problem with that until this election. And one of our board members got wind that they thought we're doing things not on the up and up because so many people have the address. But we've not heard any repercussion from it since. So, but it's just a way to, I mean, people have to have an address.
And, that's understandable.
You know, the only way they can get ID, which you've got to have to do anything else, is to have an address. So we allow that. We've done that for years. I mean...
This raises serious questions about possible voter fraud in Georgia. Are these thousands of people shown on this voter roll at 201 Washington Street actual residents of Georgia? Adam Seeley, who's a board member at the homeless shelter, is curiously also the director of social services for Emmaus House.
We've always kind of been unsure about how many people were having their... having us established as a mailing address was entered a large. So one day I walked in to a maid's house to pick up the mail, and my grandma was like, one of our ladies was a mail company to her office, and she's like, "You've got to get this stuff in here." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And it's probably a couple thousand people that had our address registered as their mailing address for their voter registration.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Oh, my God." So I'm looking through, I'm like, "Well, this guy's dead."
Yeah, this guy's dead. You know, who doesn't have an address? Everybody has an address, unless you're homeless, of course. I guess there's thousands of homeless people on Atlanta, Georgia, all using this one church. Here's a wild thought, crazy thought. If you don't have an address, you shouldn't get to vote. Crazy idea, right? You don't have an address, you shouldn't get to vote. I know, this is, you accuse me of trying to truncate the vote. It's racism, darn it. No, how about only people who are responsible enough to have an address that they live at get to vote? I don't know. Crazy, crazy idea here. Just absolutely insane. Thousands and thousands of people at a single address that they don't actually live in. Truly incredible stuff. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark, who wants to talk about the COVID hoax. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You got 2 minutes. You're on the air.
Okay. Just wanted to talk about the silver or golden lining on the clouds of the COVID pandemic hoax. And the election hoax, in particular about the COVID pandemic hoax, that it's awakened people to the failures of the traditional, or now traditional, I should say, allopathic system of medicine. And one glaring example is that, you know, as I talked about last time, all these measures of face shield wearing, mask wearing, social distancing, social isolation, lockdowns, lung ventilators, vaccines, and fear, which is a very important factor, should lead actually to increase more morbidities and mortalities. But actually, they had a mad dash for the end of the year to make sure there were more deaths this year than last year. Why weren't there a lot more? And the answer, unfortunately, is that a lot of people were denied medical care. And some of it, of course, was essential, like emergency care. But a lot of it was unnecessary and actually making people sick and killing people. And so they were spared that, and as a result, there was a counteracting factor of fewer morbidities and mortalities because of that. Also, related to that, you were talking about getting Dr. Shiva on. That would be fantastic, of course, but kind of good luck with that, because he's very active in doing his own podcast. I think a much better candidate right now would be Dr. Tom Cowan, whom I mentioned before, author of The Contagion Myth and Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, especially since he's actually actively marketing these books, and I've seen him on other interviews. Viewers can take a look at him at band.video and the resistance.video, especially the interview David Icke had with him. David Icke talks with out-of-the-box thinker and doctor Tom Cowan about his book, The Contagion Myth.
Excellent. And one interesting... Yeah, I will certainly look into that, Johnny. I'll tell you, we reached out to Dr. Shiva, and he was not interested in coming on, so I don't know why, but it's unfortunate, since I consider him a great champion of freedom and wish him all the best and all the work that he's doing. But we'll definitely look into Dr. Tom Callan. Now, earlier you mentioned the number of deaths. Now, CDC's released their numbers for this year, for 2020 rather. Lower number of deaths than 2019. Interesting case when we're here in this massive world-changing plague that we have less deaths than last year. Here's the headline from Infowars.com. Epidemiologist says influenza cases are being counted as COVID-19. Top epidemiologist Nut Wikowski says that the massive drop in influenza cases can be attributed to the fact that many are being falsely counted as COVID-19 cases. The other interesting thing that you bring up is just general health. And now we have health magazines with their covers with incredibly obese people and the headline, "This is healthy." This is healthy, where more obesity was one of the primary comorbidities that made COVID-19 actually deadly. But these are the people that are in charge. This is the hypocrisy that is on display. Let's go now to Noah in Florida. Things everybody can do to fight back. Thanks for calling in, Noah. You're on the air. Noah in Florida. All right. Well, I wanted to hear what you had to say, but let's go now to Speedo Man. Speedo Man's on his way to D.C. Thanks for calling in, Speedo Man, or maybe I should call you Mr. Speedo. You're on the air.
Phil?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Phil. This is Phil from Buffalo, not Speedo Man. I don't know where that misconception came from, but yeah.
I'm having a talk with the crew on the other side of this break.
That's funny. I'm on my way there now in spirit. Because I was typing this on band.video just now. I'm logged in, tired of tyrants. There's more than just one issue going on. Forever, I've been fighting with you guys, spreading band.video, supporting band.video any way I can. However, that has cost me multiple relationships. Yeah. My children are victims of the state. My daughter at 10 years old was on 7 different medications. Rescued her out of the nurse, out of foster care and got her off the medications. Her mother manipulated a way to steal her back from me. So it's all been a game my entire life. Now I'm sitting in a situation where I'm living off $600 a month.
Stay on the line, stay on the line, okay. Sir. We're going to come to you on the other side.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfowarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, apparently the phone lines were mislabeled. Speedo Man is on another line. We lost him. We don't know which one Speedo Man is, but we do know Phil in New York has called in. He's in D.C. in spirit, he says, but his own personal life has been affected by some of these globalist policies. And I wanted to give you another minute here on the other side, Phil, just to finish up what you were saying, because I didn't want you to get cut off. You're on the air, Phil. You got one more minute just to finish up what you were saying so you can finish that thought, sir.
And before all this pandemic stuff, I was a shop owner. I was charging the lowest fee around the area because I wasn't doing things technically by the books, but I was feeding other families' mouths with the ways I was doing things. I watched as my old lady is manipulated and completely brainwashed by her entire family is on board with this whole vaccination, wear a mask. They're all like, they swear by the book, and it's like, you guys are completely blind to every single fact that I'm just trying to show you guys the last 10 months. And now it's in a situation where if everybody would have pitched in, and instead of me spending my entire month income and not being able to pay for my rent and stuff of that issue, I would have been able to be in D.C. I had a campsite reserved. I had to reserve a vehicle because the last two protests, my truck has been in a shop because of a technical issue where my steering column just malfunctioned somehow, and it's electronic steering column. So I don't even believe that it's a malfunction. There's technicalities going on with the warranty issues and the shop.
Well, look,
and it's just like way too much BS.
Yeah, I can tell you are like many Americans just feeling completely overwhelmed at this. Your life has been destroyed by this insanity. Your friends and family are believing the lies and refuse to listen to the truth. I mean, I've had that personal experience at the beginning of the 2 weeks to slow the spread. I mean, literally, this was like last March, 2 weeks to slow the spread. It was in an argument chain, text chain with some of my cousins in the Northwest. And, I'm sitting there going, look, man, this is never going to end. You say it's 2 weeks to slow the spread. It's not going to end after 2 weeks. The masks are here to stay. And it's like I'm right about everything. Like everything I'm saying has come to pass. It wasn't 2 weeks. We're a year in now, and there's no end in sight. They're trying to ramp it up and increase the shutdown even further. In fact, I have a video that I'll show you in just a few minutes of Dr. Fauci saying that things will only get worse and that we have to lock down even harder. And he even has the temerity, the tenacity, the chutzpah to come out and say, maybe we need another 2 weeks to slow the spread. Another 2 weeks. Oh, really? The 2 weeks to slow the spread that we're still in a year later? You scumbag, you fraud, you media whore. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. But to me, the most absurd thing is that you can present people with facts. Those facts can be proven to be true. And yet those people that you present those facts to, it's like you're talking to a brick wall. I mean, literally, it's like you're talking to a brick wall, especially now that we have things like the New York Post, New York Times, Washington Post, and others saying, yes, it looks like the COVID vaccine may, in fact, or I'm sorry, the COVID virus may, in fact, have leaked from a lab. Oh, gosh, it looks like this may have been a manufactured virus. Really? Because you banned Zero Hedge from Twitter for talking about that. You've banned dozens of people for talking about that. I had a YouTube video deleted from last January. I had it deleted about 2 weeks ago because I said that. So very interesting that we can be proven right over and over and over again, and it doesn't get through these people's skulls that we know what the hell we're talking about. It's just, they just won't listen. It's just endless, endless insanity, endless stupidity. Time and time again, we warn people over and over and over and over again. This is what's happening. This is what's coming down the line. Here's the proof. People are totally blind to it. Then the MSM, a year later, 6 months later, comes out and says, oh, yeah, they were actually right. And it's like, they're just like, yeah, that's the truth now. That's the truth now. You were never right, even though the MSM now repeats what you were saying. It's utterly absurd. Take, for example, the fact that Singapore now says that its contact tracing data can be used for criminal investigation. Gee, color me surprised. Imagine my shock. Something we've been warning about over and over and over again. They are putting in the systems of control using the guise of COVID-19, but it's all about destroying your freedoms and keeping you enslaved. Wake up, God darn it. We'll be right back.
The
populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago, reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I got to calm down. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm trying to take the ring to Mordor here, not just throw it into the river. We got quite a ways to go. So I have a 6-hour broadcast today. I'll be covering the Alex Jones show immediately following this show. Of course, Alex Jones will be calling in from Washington, D.C., where he is now. So you will be hearing from Alex Jones live today at 11 a.m. as always, but I'll be in the studio to sort of make sure it goes smoothly and covering it myself. So got to calm down, got to relax. Can't spend all my energy getting mad at idiots not believing us when we tell them the truth a year ago, and now the truth comes out and suddenly they're all acting like it's brand new news. It's can be a little bit frustrating. So I'm going to rely on you, the info warriors out there, to help me carry this weight as I go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Hopefully this is Mike in Florida. We've had a little bit of trouble naming people here. This isn't Mr. Speedo, is it? Thanks for calling in, Mike. You're on the air.
No, you wouldn't catch me in one of those. Okay. I just want to congratulate you. Great job. Alex Jones knows how to put people on this great platform that he's built to get the truth out there. And I've been listening since the first time I saw Alex was when Trump came on. I did get the opportunity to speak to Owen, but all the pleasantries that we don't want to really do, today's, I think, an important day. I want to just offer up my prayers for Alex and everybody else up in Washington to have the Holy Spirit with them, you know, because really, like you guys have said it all. I mean, we've been betrayed. It's worse than Alex says. So it's surreal. And I'd be there if I could. Maybe I'll be in the second wave. I have a feeling, like you say, it's a marathon. But is it the fourth quarter or is it a marathon? Because time for talk is over, as you said. And I'm just here, you know, to call in. And I obviously have bought the products. They're amazing. I've had a lot of good intel from Alex and all the great hosts and info warriors that have kept me on top of what's going on in the world. And I really thank y'all for that. But we got this. I heard that we could pee on them and drown them. But you tell me, brother, when are the arrests coming? I mean, besides the Patriots, when is somebody else going to get arrested?
It's a damn good question, sir. I wish I could tell you that there's people behind the scenes working to make this all happen. I don't know if they are. If they are, you know, pull the trigger, man. Let's get this done. Let's do it, because the American people.
Time for talks over.
The American people are ready and willing. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. Thank you for the compliment and the support. Of course, we really do appreciate the support. We appreciate your prayers, and I've said it before, but you know, one of the primary reasons that they attempt to destroy us off of social media is so we don't have the back and forth that we're able to have on this show and that we're able to have, most importantly, in the face-to-face, real-life connections that we get from people going to rallies and events. It truly is invigorating and inspiring. And I've told the story before, but it was really a moving, you know, very impactful moment in my life is hearing a woman who escaped communism in Eastern Europe. Made her way to New York and is a big InfoWars fan, and just hearing her come to tears, basically saying, you guys are the only ones who understand the threat that's coming. And she's saying, everybody around me is basically welcoming this thing that I know from personal experience is Satan. It destroys everything. And she's like in tears telling, and it's like no other organization in the world has
fans like this. I mean, I hesitate to even call them fans. Just truly involved, intelligent, inquisitive, decent people that truly, I think, understand the sacrifices that we make and the struggle that we go through, even just working here. You know, I talked to people from other media companies, man. They don't work. They just don't work. Like, they're just like, yeah, you know, I'll come in and do a little work here, there. You know, we produce a video a week or so. And it's like, really? Really? Because I don't sleep. I'm doing this all day, every day. And every single one of the crew members here is doing it as well. I mean, this is our life. This is what we live. And we're only able to do this. And we're only able to feel fulfilled because we know it's having an effect, because we get to hear from you, the American people. We get to hear that there are people that just woke up, that I've just tuned into you. I was slipping channels and I landed on this documentary that you guys made. I mean, that's what keeps us going. The belief that this is actually making a difference, that we're actually waking people up, and we've seen it. We've seen the tangible results. You think Donald Trump would be president right now if it weren't for people like Alex Jones laying the groundwork, setting the stage, creating the vernacular that's used, the globalist, the nationalist. I mean, this has changed the world already, and we've only just begun. And so thank you so much for that compliment and your support. And we really do appreciate your prayers. Let's go now to O'Brien in Maryland. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. With everybody going down there and basically supporting the president down there, I just want to say that you guys need to be really, really, really careful down there. If they just arrest the leader of the Proud Boys and they're busting into busting in Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think is gonna happen when they finally just drop the hammer and basically start arresting everybody?
I think that would be the last mistake they ever made. I mean, I think we'll be all right. I mean, definitely the propensity, ability for them to carry out false flags is definitely there. And we have some callers who are saying they have a bad feeling that there are false flags. I'd say don't let that dissuade you from going. I mean, that's the fear that kills your mind. That's the fear that prevents you from going out and doing what needs to be done. And I think if they actually started to round people up, I mean, we've seen it. You know, we support the police. We support law and order. We don't want to see rabid communists running around literally burning our cities to the ground. And we think that the best thing to prevent that is the simple application of police force. I mean, that's not so difficult to understand when you have literal just hordes of psychopaths running around looting entire stores, moving from store to store, burning them down after they've emptied them. Yeah, I think we need the police to step in there. So we support the police. Then what happens? The police turn on us. Police are literally engaged with these opposing forces. They surround Antifa and protect them from anybody else getting close. I mean, at a certain point, and we saw it in Salem, Oregon, the people who literally, they brought a Blue Lives Matter or a thin blue line flag to this protest, and they ended up tearing it down and stomping on their own flag because they saw how the police were acting and how they were treating the patriotic protesters versus the Antifa communist protesters. And they said, you know what, screw you. If you're not on our side, if you're not actually helping us, why should we support you? So I think there's a tipping point that Americans are reaching that finally we're starting to understand the police, the judges, the courts. I mean, nobody's on our side. So we're going to have to stand up and do it ourselves. Citizens arrest, simply occupying the governmental buildings. Maybe it's good that I have not been able to go to D.C. this year. Because I would have a hard time if I was like in front of a crowd, like a megaphone, and they're all fired up and we're right there in front of a government building. I'd have a hard time not inciting something, let's say. So hey, maybe it's better that I'm not there. Maybe we'll be there one day yet. Let's go now to Jacob in Ohio. Thanks for calling in, Jacob. You're on the air.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. The thing about citizens arrest is it's best to have an indictment to establish probable cause. So we need to have citizens petitioning grand juries.
Mm.
And the thing I have a friend named Schaefer Cox, and as you probably heard of him before because you've run articles about him, he's a political prisoner. They put him in a communications management unit where it's very difficult to communicate with him. And you can see a documentary about him on freeschaefer.com. That's FreeSchaeffer, freeschaefer.com. Documentary is called Department of Injustice, The Untold Story of Schaefer Cox. And when you look at the abject lawlessness and the lack of respect for due process that we're seeing these days, something that would really help out, in my view, is to look into the work of what Schaefer was doing before he became a political prisoner. He was working on a group called the Second Amendment Task Force, and he made a declaration that I was endorsed by Congressman Don Young. And this declaration concerns the right to bear arms and the purpose behind it.
Thank you, Jacob. That was a great call. Thank you.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Band.video.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is incredible the rate of censorship that's going on, the rate of news that is coming out. I mean, I'm just trying to decide on what the top stories of the day are, and it's almost, I can't choose them. I mean, there's too many. There's too many. You have Josh Hawley's wife and child being threatened and surrounded by protesters at their home in Washington, D.C., while Josh Hawley was out of town. And Josh Hawley says, hey, maybe, you know, mobs shouldn't go and threaten the newborn children of their political rivals. People are like, it's a vigil. It was just a vigil. Why are you so mad at a vigil that we're having? And this is what the mainstream media is saying. This is, of course, when anybody attempts to actually protest literal tyranny, you know, when governors are shutting down their entire state, forcing people out of work, completely violating their constitutional mandates and powers, and people want to show up and demand that something prevent this from happening. They are called terrorists, called white supremacists, called every name in the book. They're arrested. They're threatened. Oh, but if you want to steal an election and threaten anybody that dares question you, oh, it's just a vigil. It's just a peaceful vigil. This is absolutely, absolutely absurd. Julian Assange has apparently, we hear, perhaps been granted bail. And I haven't seen any confirmation of this, but this is the rumor that's been going around. Of course, he won his extradition trial. He's not going to be extradited to the United States. And now the word is that he may be granted bail and may be released in as little as 48 hours, which would be absolutely fantastic. And from BuzzFeed News, Julian Assange has been offered asylum in Mexico, which is very interesting as well. He, of course, deserves to be completely pardoned and has been one of the most effective and powerful enemies of the deep state for as long as he has been operating. One of the other main stories of today, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris told a story that just on its face was utterly cringeworthy and despicable. I mean, it's just, I'll try to find it. I'll read it to you. But then it was found out that it wasn't even her story. It was a story that she stole from none other than Martin Luther King Jr. Absolutely incredible, incredible stuff. Another incredible thing, as you may know, that girl, who's that girl, that climate girl, Greta? Greta turned 18 apparently 2 days ago, and she's out. They got rid of her. Now they have a new dumb little girl to push their insane tyrannical methods on. So from the World Economic Forum, who, by the way, is the founder of the Davos Group. It's run by that Klaus weirdo who tells you you'll own nothing and you'll enjoy it. You'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and you'll be happy. Maybe we'll put lithium in the water. You'll be happy no matter what we do to you. Well, they've come out, World Economic Forum tweet, this teenager has a plan to mobilize young people everywhere. She's a hero. Meet some girl, what's her name? Melati and Isabel Widgson. Join the likes of Greta Thunberg and Felix Finkbeiner. As young influencers addressing climate change. I mean, literally, this is a bunch of, like, vampires. This is a bunch of, like, super old billionaires sitting around a room going, we must get a young girl to make our argument for us. I mean, they're just like, how do we enslave the world? Get a young, cute girl to convince people it's good for them. Yeah, that's the guy. This is the guy who's coming up with the ideas. The puppet that they're putting these ideas through. It's a cute little girl with hoop earrings. She's probably sassy. I mean, is this not insulting to you? If you're a thinking person, are you not utterly insulted at the fact that they are trying to, they literally are just using like little girls to put forward their tyrannical world domination plans? It's an insult to your intelligence. It should be seen as such. David in California has called in. He's got a bad feeling about DC. Says there may be a false flag. I do not subscribe to that. I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy once again. Nobody shows up to DC. Yeah, it's not going to go well. But there's an overwhelming number of patriots there. You know, what are they going to do? I don't know. Well, let's hear from David in California. Thanks for calling in, David. I'd love to hear what you think is going to happen. Definitely always makes sense to be cautious, but what's your thought on this, David? You're on the air.
Yeah, I think the main strategy is just to be cautious and keep our cool. I think that you know how we had our the fight for our Second Amendment over there in Virginia earlier this year, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all armed and peaceful, and this time I believe we're all going to be unarmed, and it just seems like a tinderbox waiting to happen, and I could see. You know, they're already busting in Antifa and these people that are going to be provoking, you know, negative energy out our way. You know, it's easy to see how they could try and, you know, just try and paint us in a bad light, especially if there's going to be over, you know, 2 to 4 million people there. It just seems like chaos waiting to happen. And I'm going there, actually. I'm going to hop on a flight later on today. So I'm not letting that stop me. I want to be part of it and show my support for free and open elections. But I think for us patriots and people of the movement, we got to be kind of ready to react in a smart and strategic way if something negative does happen to one of our leaders. And also, if I can add to that, too, I think it's very important for all of us believers to pray every third hour of the day on 3, 6, and 12 o'clock today and tomorrow just to keep all of us safe and keep God's will in sight.
Yeah, and definitely keeping your head on a swivel, keeping your phone recording. Of course, we know that just the sheer number of people, it's unlikely that a good connection will be able to be maintained with your cell phone or if you're trying to stream something. And that's the thing, you know, that guy came on and, you know, he's talking to the camera and he says, you know, they're busing in Antifa. You know, there are these buses, there are these black cars. I'm sitting here watching this video going, ah, dude, why didn't you film it? Come on. And then he pulls out his phone and he did film it. It's like, thank God. Thank God, because so often this insane stuff happens and people are talking about it. And it's like nobody filmed this. Nobody's uploading this video of what they say happened. Like, of course, no one's going to believe you. So you've got to be filming. You've got to have your phone on. I know on my phone, if you press the power button twice really quick, it brings up the camera. I mean, I can have my camera out and rolling in 2 seconds flat. Make sure, you know, see if your phone has that setting and just constantly have it at the ready. Because you never know what's going to happen. As soon as something happens, just start filming. Hey, nothing ends up, nothing's happened. You thought something was happening, but it really didn't. Hey, you can delete that video, no problem. But make sure to be filming. Make sure to get everything on tape. Make sure to be prepared. Make sure to have a buddy system. You know, have your friends around. Don't walk anywhere alone. Even if you're a family, right? Families are not off limits. These people will attack you. And again, we're dealing with savages. We're dealing with monsters. We're dealing with total animals. So we're up here. It's like, Christians, we like bring our family. We're like, yeah, we're gonna go protest. We're Americans. We're gonna stand up. And it's like, okay, you're essentially just like an overweight child wandering into the safari, wandering into the savanna, wandering amongst the lions, going, gosh, I hope nothing happens to me. Be prepared. Be ready. Know what you're facing. What we're facing are anti-human communist psychopaths that have been indoctrinated into thinking that you are the utmost evil and that destroying you is good. Act that way.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign, globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal. Today at 5 p.m. at Freedom Plaza, Alex Jones will be speaking in Washington, D.C. Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m. local time there. Alex Jones will be giving a speech. And then tomorrow at the Ellipse in President Park, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Alex Jones will be giving a speech at the Ellipse at President Park, 10 a.m. tomorrow, and then he will lead the march to the Capitol at the Vanguard, at the forefront of that march as they move through Washington, D.C. You know, part of what I got to do here, you know, I try to cover all the news that I think people need to know about. I try to get you information that you need to know. I try to show you videos that you need to see. And, of course, primary purpose of this program is to take your calls and hear from you, the American people. But obviously, occasionally, I have to take a quick break to
encourage you and implore you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a purchase, not only because they're good products and because I personally endorse them and think that they're good, but also because it's what funds everything that we do here. Now, it's a necessary obligation that we have to, because otherwise the only way that we could be around would be to get some billionaire sponsor, which A, we don't want, B, don't want us, and C, would probably in a lot of ways restrict what we could talk about. So because we go straight to you, because we just appeal directly to our audience and directly to our listeners, they can't stop us from talking about whatever we want. And if we aren't upholding our end of the bargain, if we aren't up here telling you the truth, if we aren't, you know, fulfilling what you expect of InfoWars, then you'll stop buying things from us. Now, hopefully we do fulfill that, and hopefully you show us some support. Hopefully you buy the products. And again, they're great products, but it's also what keeps us on air and what keeps us going. So I have to think to myself, you know, what can I say to help people realize this and help, you know, bring in the support that's necessary for us to continue, not just what we're doing here, but the fact that we have like a dozen people in Washington, D.C. right now. Do you know how much it costs? Get like a dozen plane tickets and a dozen hotel rooms when the demand is just skyrocketing because millions of people are pouring into that city. I mean, it's not a cheap venture, and it's not a money-making venture, right? We don't make extra money by doing this. It's just what we need to do. It's what we are required to do. It's what we feel the impetus to take part in and to help lead, because it's the position that we're in. And so I try to think back. You know, I've been an info warrior pretty much literally my whole life. I was in sixth grade when 9/11 happened. By the time I got out of middle school, I had seen Loose Change. I had seen the Bohemian Grove tape. I knew Alex Jones, and I watched InfoWars clips in those deep, dark recesses of the internet when they would be shared around these conspiracy forums and things. I've been in this my whole life. I'm ashamed to say I did not buy anything from the InfoWars store until about a year before I started working here. And so I think to myself, what was it that convinced me to finally, after all, make a purchase from InfoWars? What was it that you know, finally, after years of appreciating and benefiting and learning from this material and being instructed by Alex Jones into how to perceive the world and how to pierce through the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media, what was it that finally got me through? And I think it may have been during the RNC when Alex Jones got in a fight with the Young Turks. I think that may have been it, because to me it was like it was either that or it was another event where it was Alex Jones like bullhorning. It was Alex Jones like out in the front, out in the field, you know, putting himself out in the front, just destroying the narrative, causing a ruckus. And it was like something he did. And I think it may have been this. I said, I need to support this man. I need this man around. I need this man to be doing more of this. I need to support this man because I've gained so much from him and benefited so much from him. And this is, you know, years before a year before I started working here. And so I think, you know, now if there's any time to support InfoWars, it's right now. We've been to D.C. three times in the last 2 months, three times. One was a massive caravan across the South that Owen Schroyer led. That was just an incredible parade of InfoWarriors pouring into Capital City to protest and show our numbers, and just the most massive rally of all time, Patriots Ascend on DC. So we're doing it again. So we just do it over and over and over again. And so it's like, maybe I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe there's people out there like me. Maybe there's college kids out there, college students out there that are tuned in that, you know, can't work here, can't be involved themselves. They're busy with their studies, but they like to know what's going on. They like to follow us. And so I just hope that maybe I can inspire what was inspired in me back then. When I saw Alex Jones, when I saw Owen Schroyer out there on the street, putting themselves in harm's way, putting themselves at the forefront of this movement in real life, protest, bringing the facts and the information to the real world, perhaps I can inspire somebody else in the same way that I was inspired to support InfoWars and say, you know what? This is something I can support. This is something beyond anything I get from any other organization, any other news organization, any other media organization. These guys are really in the fight. They really are putting themselves out there. They basically sacrificed their whole lives for the benefit of liberty and freedom and the republic itself. And so, you know what? They've earned my support. So hopefully we've earned your support, and you can go to InfoWarsStore.com to make a purchase. Supercharge your 2021. Get your life in order. Be the best you can be. and help the Republic in this ultimate struggle for our survival. Supercharge 2021 at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, if you don't want the supplements, buy a t-shirt. That's what I bought. I remember I bought basically the only thing I bought from InfoWars before I started working here was that 1776 shirt. It's such a cool shirt. Now, basically, slowly, I've worked here for about 3 years, slowly, one by one, every one of my t-shirts has become an InfoWars shirt. I'm literally wearing the War Room hexagon t-shirt under my shirt right now. I mean, literally every one of my pieces of clothing is InfoWars. If it's not a suit, it's InfoWars branded. So I hope that you too can wear your beliefs on your chest, defy the cowards that wish to make you fear to express your love of America and your disdain for their communist weakness by wearing these awesome shirts. And they're cool shirts too. It's not, you know, it's not like you got to sacrifice style to support us. These are some cool shirts, man. A lot of them. Very, very cool. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Let's go to George in New York. What's going on behind the scenes? Thanks for calling in, George. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Okay, I wanted to bring attention to what's going on behind our backs and have the Patriots check it out themselves in their independent state. I'm in New York State, you know, prime cesspool. And there's a bill on the floor that's being hidden under the guise of an amendment to the public health law. But if you read down, it says that the law is going to be amended by giving the governor and making this a law eventually. It has 13 days after the 6th. So everyone's distracted. They're passing laws, giving themselves the power to remove and detain detention of cases, contacts, and carriers that they consider maybe a danger to the public health. And on this, they're talking about, I mean, the number of the bill is A as an alpha, 416. It's on the New York State Assembly floor right now to be voted on tomorrow and goes into effect and becomes law in 13 days. What it goes further on to say that anybody that they suspect may be a hazard or danger to the public will be detained and arrested, detained. And if then they caution anybody in the bill. The sneaky part was that they're giving themselves the law to incarcerate anybody in the state that they deem or suspect may be a hazard to the public.
And, yeah, you know, you're exactly right, George, and I thank you for bringing my attention back to this. The headline at newswars.com is COVID camps put disease carriers in detention center, New York law proposal suggests. And it's exactly what George is laying out here. A New York state lawmaker has introduced a bill that would allow the government to detain people deemed a potential public health risk amid concerns that COVID-19 crisis is being allegedly used to usher in authoritarianism. With all the news going on, it's like this major story just can slip under the radar, and it shouldn't. We should be scared of this, and we should fight back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go right out to your phone calls and try to get as many as I can in this segment as possible. And, of course, more of your phone calls, some more videos, and some more top stories, including some pretty hilarious ones and some pretty troubling ones in the next hour as well. But let's try to I'd like to ask our callers to keep it as brief as possible. I know people have a lot to say, but we have a lot of people who have a lot to say. So let's try to keep it to about 2 minutes, and we'll get as many of these in as possible. We'll start with Steven in Florida. We'll move on to, it looks like, who's next? Daniel in Texas, and then Jefferson in Virginia. So we'll start with Steven in Florida. Thanks for calling in, Steven. You're on the air.
And God bless you, my savage patriot friend, and God bless all the savage patriots out there who are ready to act to defend this great republic. I have a twofold reason for calling. My first question, I guess, would be, have you had a chance to see the bombshells, the literal megaton bombshells that Ellen Wood dropped on Twitter last night? There's a series of about 12 tweets in which he lays out evidence that he has against the establishment, both Democrat and Republican and Supreme Court members, in a very sadistic plot that involves our top intelligence agencies. You have to read it to really get a scope for it, but it clarifies everything. Like if what he's saying is true, and from hours of interview, I know him to be a godly and honest man. If what he's saying is true, it explains the actions of every senator that has seemingly had no spine, and every person in government that has, and that's in every I mean, all three parts of government who have been paralyzed and not willing to act. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I would highly recommend looking at the tweets from last night, and I guarantee you guys will end up doing a piece on it because it's just explosive. Secondly, I know I have to be very quick. I just want to say that I'm not a Q guy. I'm not a trust the plan guy. I know Trump. His favorite book is The Art of War, and he's a brilliant man. But I am very concerned about waiting until tomorrow. I think tomorrow may be too late. I firmly believe in my heart that the plan is to stab him in the back in joint session, regardless of what all of these people are saying, all these senators and House and representatives are saying. And once that happens, that gives the left the premise to be able to call in NATO or the UN if we were to take this kinetic to try to take our country and our constitution back. And if this evidence that Lynn Wood has is true, and if it can get to the president today, then we can settle this today.
Right.
And this vote doesn't have to happen tomorrow. We can make the arrest today, and we can put an end to this. And
I'm going to stop right there, Steve, because you brought up so many great points and I want to address them. And I really appreciate your call. A great call from Stephen in Florida. I love it. Do you notice how many of our callers have like children running around in the background? I love it. I'm not complaining that it's like you like hearing it. You like knowing that on the other side of the line is like a dad playing with his kid and he's here talking to us on the phone and listening to our program. It's really great, actually. And it happens with like every other caller. You hear like little children running around in the background. I think it tells you who our listenership is, and it's great to hear that. So you mentioned the idea or all the stuff that Lynn Wood has said. You know, I've heard a lot of back and forth about Lynn Wood, whether, you know, people asking the question like, well, he's saying all of this insane stuff, by which I mean just totally out there, totally like he's just laying it all on the line. But nobody's threatening to sue him, which is a little bit weird because if this was false, it would clearly be defamatory, but nobody yet has threatened a lawsuit against him. He's allowed to remain on Twitter, which is another interesting thing, which partly makes you think, well, maybe Twitter's just letting him stay on there because they know that he doesn't really have anything. And so they're letting people be tricked about it. Or maybe they're like, hey, if we take him off Twitter, he's going to release the dead man switch that he keeps talking about having in his possession. So, you know, there's lots of speculation about it, and he's definitely coming out and he's basically saying that what we here at InfoWars have hinted at and have talked about in vagaries for so long, talking about the pedophile networks, the blackmail that's being utilized, why people do things that are seemingly so out there. It's like, well, they have blackmail on them, so they're trying to prevent their own destruction. Here's one of his tweets. Many have previously seen this bath video. I'll not reposted to avoid violations of Twitter rules. There are thousands of videos of pedophilic crimes committed by powerful people. Chief Justice John Roberts must resign immediately. The storm is coming. So, I mean, these are the types of tweets that he's putting out there one after another. The other thing that you mentioned, Stephen, was this idea that it'll be too late come the 6th. And I've seen a lot of people talk about this as well. In fact, I have a video of Mo Brooks essentially saying that the method by Ted Cruz of trying to defend and protect the integrity of our elections is sort of a red herring, not really effective, and it's just something to sort of satisfy the Trump supporters that something's happening when in reality nothing will come of it. So it's a little bit interesting, though. I know, you know, from my sources, you basically have only a few senators that are actually trusted by the Trump campaign. One of them is Ted Cruz. Another one would be Ron Johnson. And then finally, Rand Paul. So, you know, the Trump campaign seems to trust Ted Cruz and what he's doing. So I doubt it's a falsehood and a red herring in the way that Mo Brooks is suggesting. But I'll play both of those videos in the next hour so you can see what I'm talking about. And we can sort of emphasize what Stephen's brought to our attention, which is that these are the last days in which we have to act. Thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's go now to Jefferson in Virginia. He says Hobbs has it wrong. Hobbs was a caller earlier. Remind us what he said and what your contention with his assertions was.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning,
sir. Hobbs is he's up to date on his thinking, but he thinks the division that will be in the country after the election, no matter who gets in, will be the same. My contention would be if Trump gets reelected and is in office on the 20th, so much will be revealed so quickly, much like what Lynn Wood is talking about, that everyone will be paralyzed with just sort of awe as to what's going on, and that he's actually going to attack both the two-party system and the deep state simultaneously. If Biden gets into office, we can expect to be in a kinetic civil war for about 3 years before we finally win this thing. And during that war, ammunition will be hard to come by. So we'll have to have sniper teams picking off people for 3 years in a civil war if Biden's in office. If Trump's in office, there'll be plenty of ammunition, and the leftists will understand if they can't win, they better surrender. So I think the civil war when Trump's in office maybe will last 6 months.
Mm.
So that's a big difference.
And we know what the reaction from the left will be, right? We've seen it all year. It'll be riots. It'll be chaos. It'll be nonsense. It'll be regular people getting their houses and their homes burned down. But essentially, it'll be disconnected. It'll be unorganized. And it'll be just a bunch of annoying, mostly peaceful protests across the country. I mean, how much more can they do? This is, you know, what we've seen is the height and the utmost of their ability to, you know, do whatever they're trying to do. I mean, I would say, you know, to fight the state or to resist or any of that, but that's not what they're doing. Obviously, they're pawns. They're completely complicit and a really vital part of the plans of the people who are in charge. So we know what the outcome will be if from, you know, their reaction, if Donald Trump is allowed in office. But I agree with you that if Joe Biden is able to scam his way into office and able to actually, you know, attempt to take that oath on the 20th, I think it's gloves off. I think conservatives in America, I mean, we've been so unbelievably patient, especially over the last 4 years. I mean, over the last four decades, really. But over the last 4 years, we've been demonized. We've been hounded. We've been harassed. We've been persecuted. We've been fired from our jobs. We've been attacked relentlessly. And we've put up with it, and we've maintained, and we've trusted our system because we knew at the end of the day we had our vote and we had the numbers and we could turn it around. And, you know, hopefully we wanted to have our faith in the system and know that, you know, if we get the right people in office, if we, you know, make ourselves known through our vote, then we will be able to turn this thing around without it getting too far out of hand. Joe Biden gets in office, I think that possibility goes out the window, and it will be time for conservatives to react in a similar manner, to go kinetic, as you say, to use the words of Antifa. It's time for our Just an Ideas to peacefully protest, to mostly peacefully protest, by which, of course, I mean direct action in their vernacular. I think that's exactly what we'll see. So, yeah, you know, like, I don't want to sound too threatening, but the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, the anti-Americans, the people that we all know are treasonous traitors aligned to foreign powers, they better pray to their lucky stars that Donald Trump gets into office, because otherwise it's not going to go so well for them. That's my prediction. We'll be back on the other side.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What's your inauguration? It's going to look like, considering...
So am I.
But suddenly, he's canceled the inauguration. They're tearing down the stage. They're tearing down the review stands. Big things are afoot. He's not getting his briefings. And suddenly, there's all these senators, all these House members about to challenge the fraudulent five states that violated the law on the face of it, that didn't have the legislature pass a law to accept the fraudulent ballots.
We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
It is an open attack on black voters in Georgia, and it's a disgrace, and it's an echo of the legacy of Jim Crow. But let's also think about the future that we have the possibility of delivering for this country when we win. We've just had 4 years of scandal, outrage, hatred, racism, fear-mongering, deep division. We've just had a year of outrageous incompetence.
This is the last opportunity we will have to protect everything that we've accomplished in the last 4 years. The second thing is the last line of defense to stop the Democrats from perpetrating this radical socialist agenda. It's as simple as that.
CNN's report that two Republican congressmen believe at least 140 of their colleagues will rise next Wednesday against certifying Joe Biden's landslide in the Electoral College is ominous news for this nation. Make no mistake about these 140 Republican representatives. They are scum.
The chair now hands to the tellers the certificate of the electors for president and vice president of the state of Florida.
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, I stand for the purpose of objecting to the counting of the vote from the state of Florida as read.
Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus to object to the 25 electoral votes from Florida.
Mr. President, thank you for your inquiry. It is in writing. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Well, Mr. President, I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted.
The reaction to your tweet, the reaction to your choice to object to the certification of Joe Biden has been strong. Here is one of your colleagues, Senator Chris Murphy, who said you were attempting to overthrow democracy. He tweeted this the following. Let's be clear. Those contesting the Electoral College are trying to overthrow democracy. They want to turn America into a state akin to Russia or China, where elections are for show and one-party rules. They won't succeed this time. but they will wound democracy very severely. What is your reaction to that, Senator?
Well, first of all, I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up?
And this truly is the week that will change the world, what's coming up on the 6th. On its face, the law was violated. The Constitution was violated. You ask why the Supreme Court has stabbed Trump in the back? Because they're part of the neocon, rhino, warmongering group that works for the Democrats. The year 2020.
That will change the world, the week, the days that will set history in motion and determine our future and the future of all humankind. It is in motion. InfoWars is in Washington, D.C., and I'm taking your phone calls on the other side in the third hour of American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. We'll be right back.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.Video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at Band.Video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith here, American Journal. It is the 5th of January, the year 2021. Today, if you are in or around Washington, D.C., and you can make it to Freedom Plaza at 5 p.m., Alex Jones will be giving a speech there. Freedom Plaza, 5 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., he will be at the Ellipse in President's Park. And following that speech, he will be leading the march to the Capitol at the forefront of the vanguard. Our courageous general leading the troops through the capital city, our occupied capital, occupied by the globalist satanic insurrectionists that are attempting to tear down everything we know and love. I want to, there's so much going on. This is kind of insane, but China has told its people to prepare for war at any second. They say war is coming, and it will be massive. We've seen the war preparations being taking place for a long time. Of course, it's not hard to imagine that if there were to be some sort of kinetic civil war here in the United States, that one half of the population would beg the Chinese to come and put down us freedom-loving individuals. They would have no problem with the communist takeover. That is, after all, what they're agitating for. We have to understand the threat that we're under and act accordingly. Xi Jinping orders China's military to be ready for war, quote, at any second, as the PLA kicks off its training program for 2021. Its ultimate commander stresses combat readiness and more high-tech. Frontline frictions must be used to polish troop capabilities and training exercises needed to incorporate technology, Xi said. The most dangerous foe America has ever faced by far is the rising might of China, backed, of course, by the banking system. And, you know, you really have to think about what China is, who they are, and what role they play in the New World Order. After all, they are in many ways much more conservative than liberals here in the United States. There's no pornography in China. Racism in China is utterly rampant. They have many, many social programs. They aren't really social programs. That gives it the wrong word. But, you know, laws in their own country that would put, you know, the popular liberals in America, they'd be in jail for life if they were doing what they're doing in China. So what is the what is the shared interest that they have? Well, it's control. The Chinese people are controlled. Plain and simple. We saw what happened when Hong Kong tried to do something. They weren't even a part of China at that point. Yet that uprising against the encroaching Chinese communism was shut down ruthlessly, and the people involved have now been put onto buses and disappeared. That's what happens when you try to stand up against the Chinese government. It's not about, you know, and if they could get control of America by imposing, you know, something else, then they'll do that. But of course, they had fairly good control of America for a while because they controlled information totally. Now they've lost that with the internet, with the rise of things like Infowars.com, Alex Jones in this program, as well as the War Room. They've lost control of the information. They've not been able to lull people into accepting their enslavement. People are waking up and fighting back, and so they have to stop that. It's all about control at the end of the day. It's not about money, except that money is a ends to control. It's not about decency. It's not about diversity. It's not about any of these things. It's about control. Control, control, control. That's all they care about. That's all they want. They want power. Power is control. It's pretty simple, actually. And to quote Carl Jung, where love lives, there is no will to power. Where power resides, there love is absent. The one is the shadow of the other. These people are hateful monsters, and they want control. Not out of a sense of love, because they think they can help you somehow. No, no. You are disobeying, and they must put you down. That's how it is. Let's go now to phone calls. Daniel in Texas. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for holding, sir. You are on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to put into perspective to everybody that basically the situation we're in is they have advanced technology like nanotechnology, hologram technology, UFO technology. We can't even get people to take off their masks because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it's just like, with that being said, like, I have two really good ideas. It's one, like a prayer hour or prayer 30 minutes to an hour where you just open up the phone lines and people just come on and pray, because that's really what we need.
Mm.
And also, secondly, I don't think we should leave Washington until at least they get the American frontline doctors on there and dismantle this COVID crap. Because it's just too insane. We've already lost like a million people to the vaccine that is literally human testing. I just don't even understand how to even beat this with that magnitude of stuff without just pure spiritual assistance, pure, you know, completely sitting there like with the Berlin Wall, how it fell. Like, there needs to be something besides it getting physical.
Well,
what would you say about that?
Well, I think what I would say is that the physicality would be a key aspect to it, but certainly we can't do it without the spiritual aspect. I think your idea about occupying D.C. is a fantastic idea. I think that's exactly what we should do. I think there's a certain point where conservatives need to the phrase I'm thinking of is not appropriate for TV. Do their business or vacate the room, if you know what I'm saying. You need to put up or shut up, essentially, right? It's like these people hate us. They don't care what you have to say. Their minions will literally burn your house down. They'll kill you in the street, and then these people will celebrate your murderers. So you have to understand, appealing to these people, asking them, requesting that they adhere to some semblance of honor and decency and respect the heritage of the country that they're in is a fruitless endeavor. So, you know, at a certain point, we need to put up or shut up. We need to manifest our will or be utterly dominated. And we have to no longer care what these people think or what makes them cry. You know, it's like literally they're going to go, you know, try to bust down the door of be it Tucker Carlson or Senator Hawley. Either way, they're going to threaten and put in danger the wives and children of, you know, our thought leaders and our politicians. And then, you know, objecting to this, we'll be told to shut up and, you know, quit complaining. You're just a snowflake. So, you know, at a certain point, we need to stop talking. And that's my personal opinion. Of course, that's just me. But I think occupying D.C. is a fantastic idea. And then, of course, you mentioned a prayer hour. The problem is, you know, as spiritual as this conflict is, as important as belief in God is and, you know, prayer is, I personally don't like praying in front of other people. I pray by myself in my room, you know, close my eyes and I kneel and, you know, do that. But nobody else needs to see me do that. And I don't, you know, it's, this program is not a Christian program per se, right? We aren't up here reading the Bible. Maybe we should do it a little bit more. And I think the callers actually make up for it, you know, pretty much every day. Today we haven't, but usually every day we have at least one or two callers that will read quotes from the Bible, and we support that and encourage that and appreciate that. But at the same time, it's like, when you bring religion into it, people get weird, man. People get weird about religion. And at the end of the day, you don't have to be a Christian to understand what's going on here. If you're a good person, if you're a decent person, you can be an atheist, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Jew, you can be a Protestant or a Catholic or an Orthodox Christian, whatever it is. We don't need those divisions, you know, aggravated by, you know, some people getting mad that we let the Catholic person bring an icon because they think that's blasphemy. You know, it's just like, that's too much trouble. What we need is to all come together and understand there is God and there is Satan. We're on the side of God, however that looks to us. And I think decent people, can find inspiration to agree with what we say, inspiration to treat your fellow man like a human being and to want your fellow man to be strong and responsible and independent and free. I want to be free and I want everybody else to be free. And to me, that is deeply entwined in my religion, but I know a lot of people that are total, utter atheists, and yet they believe in that as well. They believe in the libertarian principles, or they believe in the decent American principles that bring us all together, and rises above any sort of petty squabble. So very, very good ideas, and I appreciate the call, Daniel. We'll go to more of your calls on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high-quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th. And the profit that comes in then helps fund the InfoWar, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com, band.video, or theresistance.video. And I remind you, if you do want to share band.video links, you are going to want to go to the page and click the share button underneath. Don't copy the URL on top. Hit the share button, and that'll give you a URL of theresistance.video, and that's for the purpose of circumventing the algorithmic limitations that are being put on us by Twitter and others. I saw Hotep Jesus was on with Alex yesterday, and he was tweeting out, hey, they won't let you, you know, they won't let me link band.video for this interview that I'm on, which is great, bringing attention to his Twitter followers. He's a very, very smart guy, and but, you know, it's like somebody needs to tell him, hey, you just got to click the button under there. We get around these things. And this is how InfoWars operates. We're constantly having to try to come up with new ways to get around this censorship. And so one of the ways we do that is creating new URLs, and they last for about a month. And then Twitter catches wind. They get wise to what we're doing, and they then ban that, URL. And so we have to come up with another one. So we've been through about four since the election. But the latest one is theresistance.video, and that'll lead you to band.video, and that's the way that you share any clips that you might want to put on Facebook or Twitter or any other social media platform. For the time being, theresistance.video gets through those censors, and this is the informational warfare in which we are engaged. Now, I want to read this because, my God, and prepare yourself for the cringe, folks. This is a cringe tidal wave coming at you here. It's from an interview with Kamala Harris in Elle magazine. This is back from October 20th. I don't know how this went under the radar for so long, but I'm already getting embarrassed just looking at it. Senator Kamala Harris started her life's work young. She laughs from her gut the way you would with family as she remembers being wheeled through Oakland, California's Civil Rights March in a stroller with no straps with her parents and her uncle. At some point, she fell from the stroller. Few safety regulations existed for children's equipment back then, and the adults, caught up in the rapture of the protest, just kept on marching. By the time they noticed little Kamala was gone and doubled back, she was understandably upset. My mother tells a story about how I'm fussing, Harris says, and she's like, baby, what do you want? What do you need? And I just look at her and I said, freedom. Freedom. Oh, she's the least likable person of all time. Yeah. Quick reminder, by the way, Biden and Kamala Harris were two of the least popular people in the Democratic primaries. I don't know if you remember that. I think Pete Buttigieg got more delegates than Senator Joe Biden before he dropped out of the race. So, I mean, they just picked the least popular people and brought them up. So, I mean, this in and of itself is just so cringy. There's so much I could say about this. Just, I mean, this is what we can expect, by the way, for the next 4 years. It's just fawning. Just, oh, you lovely, beautiful person. She's been involved in her whole life. She, as a child, freedom. She just wanted freedom for everyone. And a tear rolls down the cheek of the journalist. Yeah, meanwhile, like literally now, it's just the stupidest questions ever, right? We're going to go to this, right? This is where we're headed. Where we started was, Mr. President, do you believe slavery is wrong? right? These are the questions that are asked Donald Trump. Do you know that slavery is wrong, sir? So we've gone from just the ultimate critical, just they don't even care what the information is. It's just like, how can we destroy this guy? How can we phrase a question that traps Trump or his supporters in some sort of vice, you know, from which they're stuck and we can just torture them? To just how can we fawn? How can we kiss the feet? How can we praise our leaders, you know, with every ounce of our being? It's sickening in and of itself. But this whole story is just cringeworthy on its face. Then somebody found an interview from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in Playboy magazine from January 1965. And he says this, quote, "I will never forget a moment in Birmingham when a white policeman accosted a little Negro girl, 7 or 8 years old, who was walking in a demonstration with her mother. What do you want? The policeman asked her gruffly. And the little girl looked at him straight in the eye and answered, feed him. She couldn't even pronounce it, but she knew. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful back then. It's even more beautiful when Kamala Harris steals it from Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, these people, my God, my God, it must be great to be dumb. It must be so nice to be just an ignorant idiot that thinks these people are just brilliant, you know, patriots, and just submit yourselves to this fawning sycophancy. It must be great to be dumb, isn't it? Because here, having to see this and having to know this is what's going on and who these people are. It's a burden, I tell you. Okay. With that, I go out to the phone calls. Emmanuel in Ohio. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Emmanuel, really talking about what I'm just talking about. How can people be so dumb? How can they still be asleep after everything we've seen, after year upon year of assertions that come to nothing, investigations about things that they're saying that just completely fall flat? How can people still be asleep? Thanks for calling in, Emmanuel. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks. And long-time listener, first-time caller. But, yeah, that's really where I'm at with this. I mean, it doesn't take much to truthfully, to honestly see that we're being duped. I mean, just all around, just completely duped. I mean, and since when has America truly been about conformity? I mean, I thought that this was, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave, you know, the rebel. We're the ones that's supposed to have, you know, power that lies within ourselves, not reliance on being taken care of by a nanny state. And that's what's been introduced with all of this, you know. It's just a bunch of grown kids is how they're treating us. And it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially, you know, as I pointed out, just the lies that just get, you know, corrected a year later. And it's just like everybody just forgets. I mean, I say it over and over, but I remember just not thinking 1984 was good when I first read it, because I thought it was too ridiculous. I didn't understand just how well controlled people could be, especially to the extent that, I mean, just in their everyday platitudes that they say that just fly in the face of everything they believe. I mean, they're sitting there chanting, you know, no USA at all, no wall, whatever, no cops, no wall, no USA at all. They're like, we hate America. They're burning the American flag. And then you step up to defeat them. You step up to fight back against them. And they're like, you hate America. We're saving America over here. It's like, you're burning the flag and saying you're saving America. What the hell is wrong with you? And what's wrong with all these people that can't see through this obvious grift? I mean, how Black Lives Matter and Antifa can still even to themselves consider themselves anti-establishment when every corporation, every billionaire, every aspect of the government, the police, the mayors, the governors, the federal government, every single one of them has their full-fledged support, and they still think they're anti-establishment? They're ridiculous pawns, and they can't see through it. That's why, I mean, I say, Emmanuel, just like, maybe they're lost. You know, we've given them the chance. We've gone, look, here's the evidence. Here's what we think. We want you to be free. We want you to be strong. Join us, and together, you know, we can be independent and enjoy liberty. And they've refused that. They want to be fools. They want to be suckers. They want to be fed lies that they believe. So I say let them. We just shouldn't have to deal with them. I won't tell you what I think we should do with them.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I have good news and bad news, folks, depending on how you feel. Alex Jones will be hosting The Alex Jones Show for at least the first hour, probably the first half of that program, the first hour and a half. Then Owen Schroyer will actually be taking over the second half of The Alex Jones Show. And then Paul Joseph Watson in the fourth hour. The problem is we are doing this remotely from Washington, D.C., so I'll still be in the studio. I'll still be around just in case the communication goes down. I'll be there to take your calls, show some videos, and help to cover the bases while we get things reconnected. But as of now, we should be good, and Alex Jones should be hosting his show as usually scheduled, which is great to hear. Just in case, I still will be having my TurboForce packet handy to maintain the energy levels necessary to entertain and inform the InfoWars crowd. You can support everything that we do by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Supercharged 2021 New Year's specials are still available. It's still 60% off our top selling products. I'm not sure how much longer this sale will continue. These discounts are so massive. Even with things like Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, which are in limited supply. And we heard the caller earlier today say, I went ahead and bought 4 tubes of this toothpaste just so I could have a supply in store for when these inevitably are sold out on the InfoWars site. So maybe take a note from him and get yourself a good supply, because these will not be on the shelf for that much longer. The sale will not be going on that much longer. Of course, we have Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and the Pure Turmeric Extract, all 50% off. You can also get 40% off Turbo Force when you buy it in the Energize Pack, which is Turbo Force, Super Male Vitality, and Ultra 12. That's the ultra energy combo. I mean, these things by themselves, each one will give you a burst of energy that you need to get throughout your day, but all three together is like each one magnifies the next, so they compound each other, and they really give you energy like nothing else you'll ever experience. And they do it without the just insane amount of sugar that can be found in most energy drinks. I mean, it's crazy. I might do that. I might do a little sample where I'll have glasses of sugar, just show you how much is in energy drinks. When, I mean, there's more sugar in a popular energy drink than there is material in this Turbo Force, and yet the Turbo Force gives you better, cleaner, longer lasting energy. It doesn't give you that crash because it doesn't have the sugar, and it tastes great, by the way. If you like fruit punch or, you know, any sort of delicious, cool, fruity drink, you're going to love this stuff, and it really gives you amazing energy. All right. In the next 30 minutes, last 30 minutes of this program, I would like to shut up for once and give you the floor, because I've still got a lot of people on the lines, and I've tended to ramble today, and I apologize for that. And let's make up for it here and take as many calls as possible. Jeremy in Illinois, the great state. What we can do if we're not in D.C.? I know a lot of patriots out there would love to be in D.C. The problem is so much of our audience are like hardworking, responsible people, and they aren't just living off the state. They aren't, drug addict mental patients that can just get on a bus paid by George Soros and be escorted into D.C. We actually have to do it ourselves. So it can be a bit of a hurdle. And I know there's a lot of people out there that still want to do something but can't be in D.C. other than going to InfoWarsStore.com. Jeremy might have some ideas for how you can help out. Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. You're on the air.
December 12th, I was in D.C., and it was an awesome time, and it breaks my heart that I cannot be there this time. But the Bible speaks to our condition on this. You mentioned reading from the Bible, so that's something I wanted to do.
Please.
Real quickly, it says in the book of Jonah, Jonah warns the people that they have 40 days left before they're going to be destroyed. And it says, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And they said, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away his fierce anger from us that we perish not? And it says, God saw their works that they turned from their evil way. And that is exactly what we can do. That is what the Bible formula for how to get God's blessing. And we definitely need to do that. Another thing I wanted to say is InfoWars, one thing that makes it so different from, you know, Newsmax or OAN or whoever is because InfoWars always emphasizes the spiritual angle in all that's going on. It talks about what's going on, you know, behind the people, the spiritual forces at work. And, you know, so that's what makes InfoWars awesome. That's why I watch it, why I listen to it, and all that.
Well, yeah, I so appreciate it. And, you know, it's like even if we didn't want to, it's our enemies make it spiritual, right? They condemn Christianity. They condemn love. They hate our spirituality, and they want to destroy it. So it's like, how are we supposed to ignore this? How are we not supposed to understand that this is the central plot, the central theme. I mean, you know, when you see, it's like, I would oppose the idea of having a little node put in your hand that decides whether you can, you know, buy or sell. I mean, that's a horrific dystopian hell world that they're setting up for us. Then you learn that, well, this exact thing was predicted in Revelations. It's like, clearly this has a spiritual element. Clearly this is the fulfillment of prophecy. And I love the story that you told, not just because, the people in Nineveh humble themselves and that's their, you know, their act of contrition is their, they remind themselves to be humble and, you know, show their dedication to God that way, but also because, God changed his mind, didn't he? And they, you know, the prophecy that is in Revelation says no man will know the time or the place or, you know, I don't know the exact quote, but paraphrasing, they basically say nobody can predict the time that this will occur. And my interpretation of that, just from a personal standpoint, is because it's not set in stone. It's up to us. It's up to our behavior. So in the same way that God says, hey, I'm going to destroy you in 40 days. And they go, whoa, sorry, please forgive us. We'll be contrite. We'll ask for forgiveness and we'll better ourselves. And God has mercy on them. In the same way, you know, the date of the end times, the date of the second coming, the date that, you know, humanity is over is not set in stone. It's up to us. It's up to our behavior. And the more we can spread the good cheer, spread the spiritual goodness and, you know, maybe have a chance to get back to God, we'll stave off that final date, you know, ever so slightly farther down the line. And that's my belief. I think it's up to human behavior and human free will, which is why, we can't predict it because maybe God himself can't. Well, of course he's God. Of course he can predict it, but you know, maybe it's up to us when the end comes. And, it's only by giving up and surrendering that we allow that prophecy to become self-fulfilling. Thank you so much for the call, Jeremy. I really appreciate that. That was a lovely passage you read there. I do appreciate that. Daniel in Kansas has called in about the Trump address that will occur tomorrow, about an hour after Alex Jones's own address. Thanks for calling in, Daniel. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Harrison. I appreciate InfoWars and all you guys.
Thank you.
My concern was I'm really very concerned about Trump addressing the crowd in front of D.C. These people are so desperate. Is someone going to try to be a martyr, to assassinate this man?
It is certainly a possibility. I would hope and I would think that the Secret Service would have his back and, you know, prevent that possibility from coming about. And I would think that, you know, the people who love Trump, I mean, I have the feeling that Trump could literally go without bodyguards and go walk through the crowd, and he would be fine because the people love him so much and would protect him, but obviously shouldn't do that. There's definitely danger there. But you're right. I mean, people are this desperate.
I would feel more comfortable if he just addressed the crowd out of the Oval Office on a big video screen. I'm very concerned about this. Anyway, a quick plug, if you wouldn't mind.
Please.
We started on the Living Defense, and so far that has been a plus. My wife, she started on the Poland Block, and she's very particular about chewable, and she found it very easy to not only chew up, digest, the taste was fine, and I was really impressed. She's been on that for a while. She takes allergy shots weekly, and she might not even have to be taking the allergy shots anymore.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. I love hearing that our products have helped people get away from the toxic environment of hospitals and your more establishment doctors. That's very good to hear. Thank you so much for the call, Daniel.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win.
Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff video at InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Band.video.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'd like to remind you one more time in this final segment of American Journal that tonight at Freedom Plaza, Alex Jones will be speaking 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be local time, Washington, D.C., 5 p.m. Freedom Plaza. I hope that you can be there. Tomorrow, he will be at the Ellipse in President's Park at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Ellipse in President's Park. Of course, you can tune into American Journal, and we will be carrying his speech live. And then that march to the Capitol on that great day, January 6th, promises to be a monumental day in American history and world history itself. Again, you got to think 1,000 years from now, what are the occurrences that will come about because of what is happening now? It's truly staggering to imagine what the world will be like if Donald Trump is booted from office, perhaps arrested, maybe pogroms for his followers. Joe Biden gets in, hands it off to Kamala Harris, and they install socialism, which leads to communism, which means the last bastion of freedom on earth, America, will have fallen to utter control. It's sickening to think about, but that's the cusp upon which we stand. You know, I just read the story about Kamala Harris. Let me just say this. If you plagiarize Martin Luther King Jr., if you're Joe Biden and you sell out your position in your country to communist China, if you are an Antifa or Black Lives Matter activist that will attack families in their homes or assault innocent people in the streets, you'll steal an election. Which do you think is worse? Do you think it's worse to have a man on the ground who's been knocked out, to kick him in the face full speed, as we've seen time and time again, to bring a knife and stab your political enemies, or to cheat in an election? Which is worse, to blatantly, openly plagiarize Martin Luther King Jr., or to maybe slip a ballot or two in that shouldn't be there? You have to understand, these people are not moral, they're not honorable, they have no love for our system, they want it destroyed. Who, you know, what is it to them if you undermine a little bit of our institutions? They want to desecrate them, they want to burn them to ash. Of course they're going to violate them. This is obvious. These people are indecent. They're immoral. They're psychopaths. They're hungry for power. And they don't care how they get it.
It's unimaginable that we would cheat.
Really? Really? Because you just burned a church down. So I don't think there's too much you wouldn't be willing to do, you scumbags. Now, let's go out to the phone calls. People that aren't scumbags, people that are decent, God-fearing, proud Americans, such as Stephen in Florida. Thank you for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. All right, I want to summarize 2020 and 2021. Before I get to that, I want to say, Kamala Harris, yeah, how much freedom in jail for 2 to 3 longer than they were supposed to be? How much freedom did they give? And Kamala, how much freedom did those people that your grandparents enslaved in Jamaica, how much freedom did they get, you hypocrite? So I just wanted to say that. And that
go off, sir. I love it.
I would summarize 2020 with two.
Ah, shoot. It sounds like we have a bad connection, Steven, which is a bummer because I love what you're saying, but we'll give you one more chance. It was hard to hear you, but you're summarizing 2020.
All right. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. For 2020, confusion and criminality. And for 2021, conflict and confrontation. Now, here's what I'm getting at. You know, a little while ago, you mentioned, you know, I need to calm down. No, you don't. It is time to get frustrated in order to get aggravated, to get motivated, to get activated. As I put it another way, it's time to wake up, stand up, speak up, and act up. You see, Harrison, the sleeping majority in America, and I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we've talked many times about this, is the Christians in America. Mm. They think it's enough to pray and go to church. And that's good, but the thing is, when it comes to the issues we are now facing, they've been virtually silent and inactive. And I've said this before, I, as a true follower of Jesus Christ, yes, my main goal is to reach people with the gospel. The eternal issue is the main one. But also, I need to stand up against the evil. I need to, you know, you guys call yourselves the resistance. That is what we are to do. The Bible tells us to resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. And what I want to say is this, the devil's crowd, they're real upfront about what they believe, and they're not ashamed to show it. But what about the Christians? 1 Peter 5:8 says that your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And it says to be sober and vigilant because he counterfeits the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus. And the problem is, in America, we have Satan, through his crowd, drown out the voice of the true lion, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. I'm sorry you're cutting out again. You're such a great call, man. I do hope you call back again, maybe tomorrow or later this week, because I love what you have to say, and I love the way you present it. Maybe we'll get a little bit better connection next time. But we heard you loud and clear there, and you're exactly right. And it's amazing that people can have these, I mean, these callers who have the Bible quotes, it's like they're the perfect quotes for what we're talking about right now. You're exactly right. The devil walks around like a roaring lion, just in your face, just Satan, devil. They just love death. And meanwhile, Christians are like, Actually, I think, excuse me, pardon me, may I, I think maybe love is better in the, they're just like, shut up, demonize. And it's just like, yeah, we need to stand up. We need to stand up for what we believe in. And again, just go back and look into history and see the type of stuff that would cause like massive riots at the beginning of this country. Like a friggin' tiny, tax on tea was just like, well, we better burn the whole place down now. I mean, in Texas, it was like, one of our thought leaders was put in prison. We're going to tear the door off the prison and we're going to, tar and feather the guy who put him there. And it was like no, tolerance whatsoever. This idea that Christianity is supposed to be tolerant. You're not supposed to be tolerant of evil. You're not supposed to be tolerant of the devil. You resist it with everything you have and you fight back against it with everything you've got. You can turn the other cheek. Of course, you should turn the other cheek. That's what Jesus taught us, but when you're turning the other cheek and then they're getting past you and attacking your child who's defenseless, no, you stand up and defend the child. You defend the defenseless. You fight back against the evil that's seeking to undermine and destroy everything that is brought about because of God's grace and that we, you know, a country that once used to adhere to the simple and natural rules that were laid forth by Revelation. So truly incredible stuff. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go now to Elizabeth in Georgia. Thanks so much for calling, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. First time caller. And let me just do a quick plug for you. I love my Arrest Fauci and Gates shirt. I get a lot of looks when I wear that out in public. And I can't wait to wear it to my next family event. I have some family members who are actually in support of Fauci, believe it or not. So that'll be fun to wear. But moving on to what I called to talk about, you know, a lot of stink has been brought up about they're putting up all these signs in D.C. for the rally tomorrow about, you know, no weapons, no guns. And, you know, people are abiding by that. And they're like, OK, well, I'll just leave my gun at home. Well, what I don't understand is why is our side, you know, so quick to comply and follow rules when the other side does not? Like at the last rally that we had, you know, we watched Oreo Express's live stream. And, you know, they're everywhere they try to go to get close to the White House, you know, was barricaded off by police. And, you know, nobody, you know, tried to take that chance, have their Braveheart moment, you know, pushed by the police. You know, they just stood there and were like, well, we back the blue and we support you. And, you know, we hear Antifa over there, but we're just going to stand here and we'll try to go another way later. It's like, you know, you're saying that you're ready to fight, but you know, you're so willing to comply and abide by the rules. You know, in 1776, they wouldn't have let a line of police stop them, you know?
Oh, you are exactly right. I love what you're saying, and you're right on. These people are tyrants, and as you so rightfully point out, and thank you for the call, Elizabeth, we're about to go to commercial break. But thank you for the plug and I thank you for the inspiration because, you know, there's an amazing video. It was actually a TED Talk one time where they talked about what a movement takes, what is required for a movement to start. And they show this video of a guy dancing. And at first he's just dancing by himself and everybody's kind of looking at him weird. Then somebody else goes and joins him. And then another person. And soon everybody in this big field has joined this guy and it's just dancing like crazy. And the whole point was like, first you need a leader. There it is. God, the crew is so good. First you need a leader. You need somebody who's out there, not afraid to maybe look a little dumb, maybe look a little silly. You got to be the leader. Then they need the supporters. Then, you know, the snowball starts rolling and before you know it, you have movement on your hands. So I hope you'll be that person. If you're listening to this and you're in DC, I hope you'll be the person that starts this snowball rolling down the hill, that breaks through the line metaphorically, that creates the environment that lets your other fellow Americans understand this is it. It's time to go. We're not going to be scared. We're not going to be cowed. We're not going to let the tyrants tell us what to do. Defy the tyrants. Stand up for your rights. Act like the people that are against us, and we'll defeat them once and for
all. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.